And we turn now to Asma Khalid, a reporter with member station WBUR in Boston. She joins us from outside Massachusetts General Hospital, where many of the victims, injured victims, have been taken. Asma, what kinds of injuries have you been hearing about?
Hi. Yes, we've been hearing sort of a range of injuries, folks coming in with cuts and scrapes, and then obviously people with much more severe injuries, traumatic amputations. I'm talking about legs being blown off, things that you just really don't imagine to see in normal civilian life in Boston.
Have you heard of how many patients were taken to Mass General? It's one of a number of hospitals, of course, in the Boston area where victims have been taken today.
Yeah, you're right. There are folks being taken to a number of hospitals. I think in total about 100 here at Massachusetts General. There are 22 patients currently being treated, and about six of those are. Well, actually, I apologize. The number just went up. It's about eight people are in critical condition, and a number of those have not been identified.
Mm-hmm. I understand that the head of emergency services at Mass General came outside earlier and spoke with reporters. What did he say?
Yeah, his name is Alistair Khan, and he's the head of emergency services here at Mass General. You know, he's been working in emergency services for a number of years, and he said that in his 20-plus years, he's really never seen anything like this. It's, you know, sort of scenes that you would imagine seeing in a war zone, not from everyday life here in Boston. And he did emphasize the fact that, you know, they're seeing a range of folks with different types of injuries, but the traumatic amputations are really quite severe. He was not particularly optimistic about the fact that some of those amputees might be able to sort of be able to have the surgery to fix everything as it ought to be.
Asma, there have been reports that among the two fatalities is an 8-year-old boy. Have you been able to confirm that report?
I have been hearing those reports as well, and I know a number of very reputable media outlets have been reporting that. Unfortunately, I have not been. I did pose that question to the folks here at Mass General just a little while ago, and they also said they are not able to confirm that report.
Yeah, it's possible that was at another hospital. I've also seen this tweet from the Red Cross of Eastern Mass saying, due to the generosity of our donors, we don't need blood at this time, which is interesting because I know a lot of people in situations like this want to donate. They want to go and give blood and do something. Have you seen any signs of that at Mass General?
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that here at Mass General, it was quite a scene earlier in the afternoon. And I know that Alistair Khan, the head here of emergency services, was also emphasizing that, you know, as much as they want folks to donate at this point in time, it was just sort of such a chaotic scene. I do believe people have been donating to various blood banks. And earlier in the afternoon, they said that they did want people coming in. So it's definitely a positive sign to hear that, you know, they at this point don't need additional blood.
According to the Red Cross, Asma Khalid, reporter with member station WBUR in Boston. Asma, thanks so much.
Thank you.